This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Minnesota Twins allowed 8 runs in the first inning, rallied to tie the game 8-8 by the 7th inning, then lost the game 10-8 last night in Detroit. Twins rookie pitcher Jose Berríos allowed 7 runs. He didn't finish that first frame. Manager Paul Molitor.
You know, I'm not big on moral victories, but we pecked away and got back to even. But then we made a couple mistakes late, and that was the difference.
Pat Dean pitched well in relief but took the loss. Miguel Sano and Kurt Suzuki each went deep for Minnesota. The Twins are now 10-27. The same two teams play tonight in the Motor City. Karl-Anthony Towns was announced yesterday as the NBA Rookie of the Year. No big shock there. He was easily the most dominant first-year player in the league last year. His new coach, Tom Thibodeau, sat out last year but says he admired Towns from afar.
I thought he navigated the ups and downs of an NBA season. And he started, he had a couple of strong games early, then he struggled a little bit, but that's part of the NBA, and to have an understanding of how you can navigate through those things is important. So when you hit adversity, can you get through that? Can you play well when you're not shooting well? Can you help your team win? And he did a lot of those things.
Thibodeau says he looks forward now to coaching Towns.
His skill set is very unusual for a guy that size and how unselfish he is. So not only excelling individually, but also bringing out the best in the people that are around him. And that's what you want from a leader. Now, we have a lot of work to do, and he's got a lot of room for improvement. But when you look at what he did in his rookie year at his age, pretty remarkable.
Towns will be in New York City tonight to represent the franchise at the NBA Draft Lottery. The Wolves have a 30% chance to get a top 3 pick in next month's draft. Minnesota had the 5th worst record in the NBA, so they fall in line there. This is MNN Sports.